Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we trade a little spectacle for a lot of signal. Today's through line is memory with receipts, not memory as a charming demo where an agent says, "Of course I remember you," but memory as a tested subsystem, with boundaries, scores, search contracts, and enough governance that a team can tell whether it is helping or quietly making a mess. The standout story is the first public agent memory leaderboard crossing the morning wire, because it reframes agent memory from a vibe into an interface. Add, search, answer, evaluate. And once memory becomes measurable, the rest of the stack has to grow up around it. The big new ledger item is the agent memory leaderboard's academic textual track. The Hacker News post says the first evaluation focuses on text memory across open source methods and commercial products, with a common evaluation framework and a clearer system boundary. The memory system handles add and search. The benchmark handles answer and evaluation. That sounds almost boring, which is precisely why it matters. For the last year, agent memory has meant everything from a vector database to a scratchpad to a pile of summaries to a product feature with a very nice icon. The problem is that builders need to know which layer failed. Did retrieval miss the relevant fact? Did the answer step ignore it? Did stale memory outrank fresh memory? A benchmark boundary does not solve memory, but it gives teams a place to put the ruler. My take: the winning memory systems will not be the ones that remember the most. They will be the ones that remember with contracts. Add has to preserve provenance. Search has to explain why a memory came back. Evaluation has to punish plausible nonsense. And deletion, conflict resolution, and freshness need to be first class, not polite afterthoughts. The second ledger item is Bullet, a faster coding agent that hit Hacker News this morning with a benchmark page claiming 479 out of 500 SWE bench verified tasks resolved in one attempt, averaging 119 seconds per task. As always, benchmark claims deserve skeptical replication. But the interesting part is not only the number, it is the shape of the system. Bullet describes model routing, targeted code, and context search, aggressive context hygiene, and fewer round trips. That is the pattern to watch. Coding agents are no longer competing only on raw model horsepower. They are competing on how little irrelevant context they carry, how quickly they choose the right model, and how often they can verify a change without wandering around the repository like an over-caffeinated archaeologist in a collapsed tomb. On the model release side, MarkTech Post's open source lane had three useful signals. First, Dyna Robotics introduced Dyna 2, described as a world action model pre-trained on 1 million hours of human video. This is not a day-to-day coding agent tool, but it matters for the wider agent audience because embodied models are trying to learn action priors from video at serious scale. If software agents are learning how to navigate repositories and tool menus, robotics agents are learning how actions unfold in the physical world. Second, MarkTech Post covered SpaceX AI's Grok 4.6 as a 500K context frontier model tuned for long-running agents, coding, and knowledge work. Long context alone is not a strategy. It can turn into a bigger attic full of unlabeled boxes. But long context paired with routing, compression, memory policies, and verification can change what a system can attempt before it has to stop and rehydrate state. Third, Allen AI's OpenInstructTulu 3 post-training stack puts verifier-based evaluation alongside SFT, DPO, RLVR, and GRPO. That is the part agent builders should underline. The post-training story is drifting away from "we tuned it and it felt smarter" toward "we tuned it and here are the verifiers that shaped the behavior." For agents, that is essential. A model that can call tools needs training feedback that notices whether the tool use was correct, not merely eloquent. In tooling, Prism Eval is a small repo with a useful premise: open source unit testing and red teaming for AI agents, including digit drops, prompt injections, and OCR drift before production. This is exactly the sort of unglamorous guardrail that makes agent systems usable. A unit test does not need to be grand. It needs to catch a specific failure and fail closed. AI Pass is another fresh item from today's Hacker News and GitHub Scout Lane. Its repository describes a persistent agent workspace for agents that remember, collaborate, and avoid starting from zero. The bigger trend here is that identity, memory, and collaboration are merging. An agent is no longer just a prompt wrapped around a model call. It is becoming a work surface with continuity. That makes the governance questions sharper. Whose identity is used, which memories are shared, and what gets audited when several agents touch the same task. ATOD Acompress attacks are different but very real pain. Agent-to-agent message overhead. The repo describes a lossless wire format for handoffs, claiming 36.6% fewer real Seca 1100K base tokens on held-out toolbench with byte-exact round trips. Whether this particular codec becomes widely used is less important than the direction. Agent systems are starting to treat context as a budgeted transport layer. Compression, schemas, summaries, and receipts are not polish. They are operating costs. And Tmux's agent switcher is a lovely little artifact from the human side of the loop. It is a Tmux sidebar plugin for seeing which Claude or codec sessions need attention. It does not try to own how agents are launched. It watches the existing terminal environment and gives the human a lightweight control surface. That is sensible design. A lot of agent tooling should be less cathedral and more good clipboard. For the trending repo lane, the large GitHub API signals are familiar but still worth noting. Hermes Agent, Langflow, DiFi, QuenCode, and OpenAI Codex all showed heavy star counts and fresh pushes in the AI agent search set. Those are not all new stories, so they do not deserve to be recovered as if the world began this morning. But they do show where developer gravity remains: agent runtimes, visual workflow builders, terminal coding agents, and production-ish orchestration layers. The fresher, smaller repo signals are more instructive today. Prism Eval for tests, AI Pass for persistent identity and memory, A2A Compress for handoff efficiency, and Tmux Agent Switcher for supervision. Together they say the same thing from four angles. Agent builders are now working on the utility room, tests, memory, transport, and monitoring. The paper of the morning is Better, Faster, Stronger, Programmatic Skill Learning Best Reduces Agent Cost. Its thesis is deliciously practical. If an agent learns a skill as a program, then repeated action sequences can move out of model deliberation and into deterministic execution. That reduces cost because the model does not have to rediscover the same path every time. This matters because skill systems are one of the few ways agents can improve without pretending every task needs more tokens. A good skill is a compressed procedure with verification hooks. A bad skill is just another instruction blob for the model to misread. The paper's framing pushes skills toward executable, inspectable artifacts, which is exactly where production agents need them to go. Agentic configuration management tackles the governance side. It proposes a reference configuration model for prompts, tools, models, skills, policies, composite subsystems, and workflows. In plainer terms, if your agentic system is made of moving parts, those parts need versions, owners, policies, and change history. Otherwise, debugging becomes folklore. Then there is, why does Claude.md keep growing? Catastrophic remembering in agentic coding. That title deserves a small librarian's salute. The paper names a failure mode many builders have felt. Instruction files grow because appending a fix is cheap. but deleting stale guidance is risky once the original rationale is gone. The result is the inverse of catastrophic forgetting. The system remembers too much badly, and eventually the guidance layer becomes sediment. Finally, the MCP Authentication Gateway paper addresses the enterprise identity problem. MCP adoption is fast, but tool fleets with inconsistent authentication create a governance crisis. A gateway architecture that unifies heterogeneous auth, identity delegation, and audit trails is not glamorous, but it is the sort of plumbing that decides whether agent access can be trusted at all. Two quick hits round out the morning. MIT Technology Review highlighted trustworthy data as a requirement for scaling AI agents. That fits the theme. Autonomy without reliable data is just faster confusion. The Register carried a sharper warning, reporting near-autonomous AI agents attacking Taiwan's nuclear safety agency. The public lesson is not that agents are magic attackers. It is that autonomy plus weak control planes creates real exposure, and defenders need evidence, policy, and runtime visibility before the incident, not a retrospective after the smoke clears. So the takeaway for builders is this: the agent stack is becoming measurable in the places that used to be hand-waved. Memory gets a leaderboard, skills become programs, configuration becomes governed state, handoffs get compressed, human supervision gets a little sidebar. None of that is as flashy as a new demo video, but it is far more important. The next durable agent systems will not win because they sound confident. They will win because they can show what they knew, what they did, what changed, what failed, and why the next run should be cheaper and safer than the last. That is the brief. Keep your agents curious, but make their receipts unavoidable.